And how do these data compare to what are seen in the other trials?
We really haven't had any of the other groups reporting yet to this degree, primarily because we started first, so we had got to the point where we had the protocol mandated analysis. I know the North Central is coming up on their final analysis sometime in the next few months, I believe, and I'm sure they'll be able to quickly get that information out.
Have you seen any correlations with age or any other factors that try to identify people at higher risk?
We collected information on known cardiac risk factors on everybody going into the study, but you had to have a normal heart, you had to have no cardiac history, you had to have a normal EKG, so we really selected very healthy patients. And if you look at the age of the patients on the cardiac safety study, only 15% were above the age of 60. So this is a select group of patients with normal cardiac function going in, and this will be one of the many dilemmas going into broad clinical practice when we start seeing patients who really would not have met the eligibility criteria of the study, but we know there's a benefit, we know there's some toxicity. That's going to be a challenge, figuring out how to extrapolate to patients who might have some pre-existing cardiac dysfunction. And I think that getting back to 9831, that could be an advantage of the sequential approach, starting the Herceptin after the chemotherapy ends. They are reporting, I've not seen any data, but it's my understanding that there does seem to be somewhat less cardiac effect with the sequential as opposed to the concurrent regimen. But you know, the preclinical data, and I think personally to an extent the clinical data would suggest that giving it sequentially may result in maybe less activity as well. So there'll be the trade-offs there again. But I do think that the 9831 will have that information available along with HERA. HERA is all sequential.
Well, also, you know, the BCIUG study and having an arm with a TCH without an anthracycline.
Yeah.
Any guess what that's going to show in terms of cardiac effects?
I guess the assumption is that TCH will have substantially less than either arm is certainly our hope and expectation. And yeah, that is a very important study. And I think they're coming up later this year on their halfway to their final events for their final analysis. So they'll be having an interim analysis, I believe, this year as well, from what I understand.
How about cardiac data from them?
I have not seen any. The DMCs were sharing information early on pretty closely, but I think since we reported, that seems to have eased some of the anxiety about that. I'm not aware of anything specific.
What are some of the strategies that people are discussing in terms of new adjuvant studies with trastuzumab?
Certainly another avenue is moving more towards the neoadjuvant and trying to get a little bit better at figuring out some of the predictive factors for which patients are really benefiting, which aren't, what are the resistance mechanisms, and so on. And I think that is going to be really the truly exciting thing about all these adjuvant trials is they had tissue collection built in, so we should be able to really have some very nice correlative studies to try and tease out hopeful predictive factors that will at least tell us who are the patients with the really high likelihood of benefiting, and maybe who are those who, for whatever reason, that doesn't really help, so they can at least be spared the cardiotoxicity without the benefit.